Father, we thank you for the time of praising God and worshiping the Most High God. And we know, according to your word, you have inhabited our praises, thou being no respecter of persons. Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord, that you are mindful of us. The Bible says the Lord is mindful of us. Lord, we thank thee, Lord. So much so that your thoughts towards us, Lord, like the sand that is seashore innumerable, and yet they are all thought of peace. Not one of them is of evil to give for the expected end. So we thank you, Father. Worship you. Now, Father in heaven, bless the reading of your word.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you can turn with me to Isaiah, the 51, chapter of Isaiah. I read the first two verses of that scripture here. Now it says, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock when ye are hewn, and unto the hole of the pit when ye are digged. Verse 2. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I called him alone, meaning Abraham, I called him alone.
Amen.
And blessed him and increased him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So tonight, by the grace of God, when we look at Abraham, what do we see? So, why this was originally spoken to the nation of Israel, that phrase, look unto Abraham your father, in the second verse that I read, and so many other scriptures show that it has application to us today, the Church of the Living God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not only to the nation of Israel, to us also. I say that because host of scriptures bear that out. Let's get two of them together so we can put our faith where it belongs. Romans chapter 4 verse 11 says this, that Abraham is the father of us all believe. Rather, let me read the old verse of Romans 4:11, just to let us know that it doesn't belong to just the nation of Israel. He, meaning Abraham, received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe. See, that scripture in itself, it doesn't belong to Jews alone. It belongs to us, the church also. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Now, I think that is not enough. Let's get one more in Galatians 3, verse 7. Know ye, therefore, that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So it says, look unto Abraham, your father, he says. Now, when we look unto Abraham, what do we see? What do we see? We see faith, right? So tonight, by the grace of God, real faith stands alone and is rewarded. Amen?
Amen.
Real faith stands alone and is always rewarded. So you call Abraham alone, right? And that's you and I, king of Abraham. You call him alone and bless him. And look at Abraham, what do we see? We see faith. You know, we look unto Abraham and we see faith. And the scripture went on to describe that faith in Romans chapter 4, where I was reading before, the 19th verse. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old. See that? Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he, meaning God, had promised, he was able also to perform. So, talking of God's promise at this time, let's put this verse here in Psalm 119, concerning God's word and his promise, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So put all those scriptures together, you know, it's what forever settled in heaven. So we said it. So from this scripture we see that real faith We stand alone anywhere for any length of time. It's not a function of time. Real faith, not a function of time. So real faith, we stand alone anywhere for any length of time in the face of all contradictions and in the teeth of any opposition, for it rests on the forever settled word of God. That's the faith. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. See? Abraham, our father, what a contradiction. What a contradiction he faced when God asked him to offer Isaac, the child of promise. What contradiction? See, I'm saying real faith, we stand in the face of contradiction, right? You know. But he had real faith that stood alone in the face of the contradiction. And of course, in the hall of faith. Hebrews 11:17 says this of that faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall the seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from where also he received him in the figure. He had learned his lesson. At the beginning of the promise, O Lord God, let Ishmael must live before thee. The Lord said, not Ishmael. Of the Sarah, of the one of Sarah, your wife, will I raise a seed unto you. You know, in Genesis 17, right? So, he had learned his lesson. When God said, offer him up, well, he was dependent upon that, the Almighty God. He had to raise him for the dead because he said, he already told me that in Isaac, we promised this. So, he turned upon God's word. So, blessed be the name of the Lord. That's real faith, right? Stands alone against all contradiction, you know, on the word of God alone. Not a function of time. Now, for any length of time, after this time, we're talking about 25 years into this thing, right? Praise the Lord. And it's too fast, unmovable, unshakable. Now, so we see Abraham right there, and let's see more how true faith, real faith, we stand alone anywhere for any length of time in the face of all contradiction and in the teeth of any opposition, no matter how many people oppose you, you stand alone. You call Abraham alone, right? See? Just walk by God. Walk with God. Enoch stood alone with God. Had a real faith for 365 years. This man walked in faith against the rising unbelief and ungodliness of the antediluvians, whom he gave stark warning of an impending doom. This man walked alone with God. Genesis 5:23 says, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God in all those years with God. He don't. He wanted to put it alone. Yeah. And he was not. For God took him. He himself entered the saints' hall of faith. Hebrews 11:5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. There are many saints in there. This man just walked alone with God, you know, and so on. Not with any sin of that time. Just stood alone. Yeah, he called Abraham alone. He had the faith of Father Abraham too, you know. And we know. Anyway, so, and there are many of them in the Bible like that. So, how about Noah? Even Noah stood alone with God for 120 years. Time is irrelevant. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you have just heard the Lord, time is nothing. Time is created, amen. And one of these days, time shall be no more. Praise the Lord. Amen. See? So, Noah stood alone with God, had a real faith for 120 years. And then came the deluge, according to the forever settled word of God that God told him. And Noah stood alone, and his faith condemned the word of the antediluvians. See? And don't forget, real faith will always be rewarded. He himself made it to the saints' hall of faith in Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and they became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Doesn't matter what the mockers says, or the scientists of his day said, what kind of rain is that? You know, that come and cover the whole heart and destroy it. It's too day long. Can you imagine the mockery and so forth? Yeah, leave his stand alone. See? And he was rewarded, you know. And you know the reward? Only 8 souls were saved. The rest of them wiped out according to the word of the Lord, because they won't listen to instruction. They won't believe the word of God. So he was rewarded. And Moses' parents stood alone with God. See? While the Hebrew parents, Moses' parents were of the tribe of Levi, of the priesthood, right? Both husband and wife, they were of the Levi priesthood. If you read the Bible carefully, you know. While the Hebrew parents gave up their male children for destruction in obedience to Pharaoh's commandments, you know, the parents of Moses stood alone with God, had the real faith that stood out from those other parents. Just stood alone. Real faith will stand alone, no matter what the masses are doing. You know, you are called alone, you know, and so on and that, you know, just stood, you know. They defied the commandments of Pharaoh, they did. And of course, they made it to the saints' hall of faith in Hebrews 11:23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was he 3 months of his parents. See, the faith of his parents, they stood alone. All our parents were giving their children to be drowned, you know. Of course, Pharaoh said, Pharaoh told the midwives, kill the male and so on. But they fear God. They say, look, those Hebrew women, they are very strong on their own. No, they don't even need us and so on. So I say, okay, go and be drowning them and so on. But the parents of Moses, I mean, they defy that thing because of real faith. Because the Bible says that he was a proper child. They were not afraid of the king's commandments. Their faith was rewarded. Not only that the life of their son was preserved, but they were even paid to raise him up. Amen? Amen. Reward of faith, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. They were paid. You know, the sweet they were not to go to all the history. They were paid to raise Moses up. And not only that, they were raising they were paid by Pharaoh's daughter to raise him up, you know. And of course, not knowing, they were raising the deliverer of Israel from the house of bondage. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. The faith will stand alone, irrespective of the masses. You know, you are called alone. It's an individual walk with God. You do not walk with God. And there's always a reward, handsome reward. See? You know, so we see that there. How about Moses himself? He himself stood alone with God. You know, he could have easily become and here to the throne of Pharaoh, he could have been, you know, if he didn't stand alone with God's word. But he had real faith in what his parents must have taught him, you know, must have taught him when they were raising him up at home, right, about Jehovah. The God of Abraham, they have taught him. The God of Isaac, they taught him about that. And God of Jacob, during his home bringing up, when they were being paid to raise him up, amen. Faith, you see, and for he did not ask questions. How do we know that that's a teaching about Abraham and all of those things? That's why. For he did not ask questions of God. When about 40 years later, when he left Egypt and so on, when God introduced himself from the burning bush as a God, you see, you know, in Exodus 3:6, and God said to him, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. He wasn't asking with Abraham. He been taught from home, right? Who Abraham was, right? And the God of Abraham. Praise the Lord. And that's what was holding on and so on, that, you know. He knew some things too. And he moved ahead of his time, but even then, God didn't penalize him per se, praise the Lord, because of faith, you know. And anyway, so looking unto Abraham, you know, your father, for I called him alone and blessed him. Nevertheless, the scripture spoke of his real faith like this in Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Can you imagine? All the palace belong to you, right? You know? But he didn't look at that, you know? So real faith, right? He been taught how, what were they doing in Egypt, you know? Talk about the Jehovah, the Lord God and so on. So he dispatched all those things about in the palace, you know? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Pharaohs go, right, and come, right, they go. But God's kingdom is forever and ever, right? So he knew certain things that had been taught him when he was home. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense, need the compensation of the reward. He had a great respect for it and that, you know. So by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. You see, he knew I was raised up. How his parents defied the command of Pharaoh, right? Instead of forsook, he's not even fearing the king and some of that, you know. He had real faith in the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. You know, for he endured, has seen him who was invisible. So we see he was rewarded by being made one of the most powerful prophets in all scripture. Praise the Lord. Yeah, strong faith, real faith. You know, standing upon God's word alone. And of course, and the one to lead his people out of Egypt. Of course, many things happened to him, you know, that we can't even say. At one time, God said he will be God unto his brother Aaron. Amen. Praise the Lord. Never see God say that to any man like that. He will be a mouth to you. Your brother Aaron is an orator. You can speak and things like that. You know, it doesn't matter to God. I make the mouth, I make the eyes, I make everything, you know. And, you know, he said, you be God to Aaron. Capital G-O-D. Praise God. Faith. Real faith, really. According to the word of God. Let's move on now. There are many examples in the Bible. We just speak more. And there is always rewarded. I stand alone. Got to stand alone. On God's word alone. Joshua and Caleb. See? They stood alone with God. We know the story. Ten of the twelve heads of the children of Israel that God commanded Moses to send to say, to spy the land, said, here's what he said. 10 of them said it's in Numbers 13:31, talking about three feet that stand alone, right? Here's what the 10 of them said. Numbers 13:31. We be not be able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report, Bible says, of the majority, right? And they are always wrong, right? An evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, as saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants, you know, thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. See? There we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own eyes. Look at the negative confession. Bible called this evil report. Bible said, let there be none of you with an evil heart of unbelief, right? You know? In our own eyes, and on our side, as grasshoppers. And so, we were in their sight. They won't enter the heart of the people, right? Can you imagine? Unbelief can come up with all kind of things, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. See? But a minority of them, only two of them. The other two, Joshua and Caleb, stood alone with God and had real faith that rested on the forever settled word of God. That he would give what you see that they are depending on. They already heard how God has promised that he will give the land of Canaan unto the children of Israel. I don't care what the Anakins or whatever they are, we are standing alone on God's word, amen? Real faith. Stand alone on God's word, irrespective of the circumstances and so on that, you know. In Numbers 13, hear their own confession. The confession of faith, real faith. In Numbers 13:30, and Caleb said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well not just being able, we are well able to overcome it. Like being more than conquerors, right? Not just conquerors, more than conquerors. That's who you are in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, look at more. Both of them in Numbers 14, 6. Both of them speaking that Joshua. And these people, they cause sorrow in among the Jews, among the soldiers and so on, by their evil report. Well, of course, they were punished. In Numbers 14, 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land. Here is their own report now. Rend their clothes when they heard the negative. They were so mad when they heard the negative report of this evil report of this other two that went with them. They rend their clothes. They were so angry. You know, faith. Real faith will be angry at unbelief. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, holy anger this time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are all kinds of anger, such as holy anger. Like when the Lord entered the temple and the money changers and all that, you know. Why turn the house? My house should be the house of prayer. That make it a den of thieves. Overturn the tables. Right? That's holy anger. Like, take whip and whip them. Praise the Lord. That's holy anger. Anyway, and they speak unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land, here they are for good report, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. See? If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. See? And only rebel not yet against the Lord, meaning against the word of God too, you know. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Amen? They are bread for us. No? Are you see boldness? Real faith. For they know what God told Abraham in the beginning. Now they are resting on. Bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Praise the Lord. See? Their real faith stood on God's promise of the land to their fathers, and they were rewarded. In Numbers 14:37, look at the reward. Of course, of all that people, only two of them made it to the promised land, right?
Mm-hmm.
Numbers 14:37, those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. Only two of them in that generation made it to the promised land. Praise the Lord. Real faith, standing alone. Two against ten, right? You know, stood alone. And look at the great reward. Always rewarding. Standing only on the word of God. What do they have? They all saw those anarchies. They didn't say, yeah. But they stand on the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, even as Allah in the Bible, made it. Her name was called Rahab. Stood alone. The harlot Rahab stood alone with the Lord. Without me reading a lot of scripture here, paraphrasing. So the two men that Joshua sent to secretly spy Jericho, that is the first frontier when they cross the Jordan, is the first frontier in the promised land. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That will find that way through everything, right? So anyway, Joshua sent them, two of them, to go and spy the land, according to the report in the Bible here. And Rahab, harlot, made the following statement. You know, in Joshua 2:9, and he said this, here what he said to the two spies. And he said unto the men, I know that the Lord, call him the Lord, amen. The Lord has given you the land. See? You know, he has something to put our faith on. And that your terror is falling upon us, many people in Jericho and so on, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. See how it's testified by the Lord. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and the Og, whom he utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard These things our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. Hear this one. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven, heaven above, and in her beneath. Amen?
Amen.
Also, you have to be an adult, right? You had the confession of the old city of Jericho, just one adult. You know, he has heard about the exploits of the God of Israel and so on, and she believed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Once he gets the word, as soon as you know. So that's why the people you think that don't matter, every soul matters to God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we see that there, you know, and of course, even the adults made it to the saints' hall of faith. For we read in in Hebrews 11:31, by faith, the adult Rahab perished not with them that believed not. See, she had real faith. She has had by the experts of the God of Israel. And she believed God, you know, and, you know, believed not. When she had received the spies with peace, her faith was rewarded, not only by the preservation of her own life and those of her household, from what is read in the Bible, but she became a Jew. You know that? She became a Jew. How do we know that? And not only that, she became the mother of Boaz. You know? Mother of Boaz. Through whom the Messiah will come.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to see behind that one. In Ruth chapter 4, 20 to 22. Hear what the Bible says about this. Or she became a Jew. And Aminadab begat Nashon. And Nashon begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Boaz. And Boaz begat Obed. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David. We wonder where is the harlot there. Go to Matthew, the first chapter, where, you know, the Bible put up the generation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 1:1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, it begins from the top right there. The son of Abraham. Go right there and go to verse 5. I skip all the other names in the genealogy and so on to come to this woman. No? And verse 5 says, and Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. That's Rahab right there. Praise the Lord. See? So Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse. And so on. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
How our faith was rewarded. He became a Jew. I hope you come to the Messianic line. Real faith of the whole city of Jericho. Only this woman. Real faith. Stand alone. Doesn't matter what the masses are doing. And they always rewarded. More. Let me get about two or more. A lot of them in the Bible. Mordecai stood alone with God in the days of Esther. In the days of Esther, King Ahasuerus, we call him, had promoted this man called Haman above all the princes that were in his court. That's why with him. And, I commanded that all the king's servants that were in the king's gate should bow down and reverence Haman. Why all the king's servants complied, Mordecai, being a Jew, refused to bow or even reference Haman. That's the Jewish religion. They are there in the mother of Moses. Don't bow to any image of anything in heaven or any man. You can't do it. You know? What's with Jew? And he stood alone. Haman stood alone. All the other servants or whatever, you know, they were bowing down and all those kind of things. But Mordecai stood alone with God, because he had God's word for it. When these other servants now failed to persuade Mordecai to comply, meaning to bow down to Haman, they reported the matter to Haman. He was all powerful now, empowered by the king, right? You know, so he can do undo. And Haman, full of wrath, paraphrasing the book of Esther very quickly, Haman, full of wrath, sought to destroy not only Mordecai, but all the Jews in the land. Could have been told him that this man is a Jew. Oh, okay, not only him, we will destroy all the Jews, you know. That did I move Mordecai? Real faith, stand in the face of adversity, in the face of threat, of annihilation. Real faith will stand in it. Faith in God's word, you know. So, But all the Jews that were in the land, say, we destroyed them and so on. And that, and this man, this king, Ahasuerus, his kingdom got from India to Ethiopia. That's what the Bible says, right? Praise the Lord. 120 provinces and so on, that, you know. And you see, and powerful. So this man, by satanic wisdom, manipulated the king to sign a decree that would destroy all the Jews in the king's realm. Was Mordecai moved? No. I will change his mind to go and bow down because of that. No, he didn't do that. He has real faith, right? In the face of anything, real faith will stand, right? You know, and he is standing on God's word. Don't bow down to any man. Don't worship any man, right? So I'm standing on God's word. It will be me alone, or with sweat, you know. And so this man, he prepared gallows for hanging Mordecai, and but divine providence, divine favor came to Mordecai for his faith. In Esther 6, verse 1, on that night, could not the king sleep at all. And he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bithana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for that, for this thing that he did?" And they said, the king's servants ministered to him, "There is nothing, you know, done to him as of now." Of course, what happened, to cut the story short, the king honored Mordecai. He was rewarded for his faith, right? And his faithfulness, you know, rewarded for his faith. Today alone, only he didn't worship Haman at all. King honored him, sent Haman and his 10 sons to the gallows. He made Mordecai, he made Mordecai, I mean, sorry, you know, he sent Haman and his 10 sons to the gallows that Mordecai made for, Haman made for Mordecai, and they all perished there. And the king reversed the decree to destroy the Jews, thus breaking the law of the Medes and the Persians. Mm-hmm. When he signed it, it's irreversible, right? Mm-hmm. But this time around, because of faith, Mordecai's faith, it turned. I mean, you know. So this is the same law that sent Daniel to the lion's den, right? Mm-hmm. Because the law of the Medes and the Persians cannot be reversed, right? This man, after he reversed it, because Mordecai's faith, right? Turned it around. And then, not only did he save himself, save his people, his faith. In the face of any opposition, whatever I see, let's see what happens to the Jews in that area. So, in Esther 8:15, and Mordecai went out for the presence of the king in royal apparel, reward of real faith, right? Royal apparel, you know, of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced that, and was glad because of one man's faith, right? Mm-hmm. To stand alone, see, you know, with God's word. The Jews had light and gladness and joy. Amen. And honor. Amen. And in every province and every city, whichever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness. A feast and a good day, amen. And many of the people of the land became Jews. Praise the Lord. Faith, real faith, standing alone, see? For the fear of the Jews fell upon them all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's get one or two more, and then we go into prayer and so on. But so Mordecai's faith, resting in the forever settled word of God, not to bow to any niceness or anything, stood in the face of the threat of annihilation of himself and of all the Jews, and prevailed, and he was rewarded. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the three Hebrew children, you know, Daniel's friends, company, and so on, father, as you know, they stood alone with God. So, as the head of a vast empire composed of many, many peoples and the races, and many, many various religions of all kinds, as well as you know, Nebuchadnezzar will unite these several peoples under the banner of one religion. That was his purpose, right? It's a vast empire, all kinds of religions and so on. How can I unify all these people together in one? Let's get into worship, let's get a religion where they all can be one. Prophesying of the end time. We won't go there tonight. Tonight, not just prophecy, it's just about faith. Thus, it occurred to him that erecting an image of gold might be the means of unifying the religious worship of his vast empire. And his act on the plain of Dura, as far as we can gather together, was politically motivated. In other words, his purpose was to set up a state religion. That's what he was doing. And the day came for the dedication of that image. And with it, a command that at the sound of all kinds of music, the people were to fall down and worship the image. That is in Daniel 3:5. I didn't put it here, but that's where it is. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had real faith that rested in the forever settled word of God, not to bow down themselves, nor serve any images. Exodus 24:5 says so. All the laws of Moses and so on. They know those things. They were bright children in the word of God. 17-year-old kids and so on, taken from another land to a different foreign country. They've been brought up properly. The Bible said they were the best. They were the descendants of King Ezekiah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's where they came from, you know. So, and that, they are fulfilling prophecies. I tell Ezekiah, this your children will be taken away to Babylon, you know. Anyway, let's do that one alone. Talking about faith tonight. Anyway, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had real faith that rested in the forever settled word of God, not to bow down themselves, nor serve any images. Like I said, in Exodus 24:5, again, but then came to the king the report, possibly from those Chaldeans in the king's court, who were jealous of the recent promotion of the three evil children. They were just promoted, right? You know, by the king and so on, due to the interpretation of the dream that he did and so on with Daniel. Anyway, so, that's in Daniel 3:12. It says this. There are certain, they come to report to the king. There are certain Jews. Always the Jews, right? Always in trouble, right? There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. They are just promoted, right? With Daniel, right? You know? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods. See? Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up, threatened by the king to be put into the fiery furnace. Daniel 3:16 says so. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, they were so bold because they know what they are doing in the Lord Jesus and the Lord God Almighty. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. Real faith, right? In Jehovah, right? You could be a king, you could be a monarch. Doesn't matter. We have the King of Kings, right, on our side. Praise God. That is what. You know, so to answer thee in this matter, if it be so, our God, see that one, faith in God, real faith, right, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And, he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But, if not, what does it matter? We go to heaven quickly, right? We go quickly. But if not, be it known to you, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They stood alone for the rest of the whole people of Babylon. These three people, they stood alone. Daniel might not be there. I think he maybe went to some assignment in the land and so. We don't know, but he wasn't there. So anyway, so three people just stood alone. In the face of Jehovah, not to bow down to any image. They were practically still in the law of Moses. Don't bow down to any image. Even if it's an image of something that is in heaven, it is forbidden to bow down to it. Not to talk of earthly things. Praise the Lord. And the two fast leave his truth on that and so forth. We know. Were they rewarded? Of course they were rewarded. So with that, they were cast into the fiery furnace. You know what happened? Heated seven times more. but were not hurt in the least. As God came down, see, he showed up in the furnace and with them. The king acknowledged the supernatural in so many words and even rewarded them yet the more, promoted them the more. Praise God. Repay, standing alone, always rewarded, you know. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me put the last one here. Let's get one in the New Testament, then we close here and go to the prayer session. A blind man by the name of Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, stood alone with God. Let's read in Mark chapter 10, the 14th verse. And they came to meet the Lord and his people, disciples, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho, he always Jericho, right? Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose. And like Peter of old, after the resurrection, in the boat, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, call him Lord, that I might receive my sight. Amen. See, the Lord always does that, right? He wants you to tell me what the specific, what he really wants, you know? He didn't know what he wanted. Before we say, you know what he wanted, right? He wants you to express his faith, you know? What do you want? And the man went straight to the point, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. That faith, see that faith? That faith has made thee whole. And then immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. What are we talking about here? Despite all the crowd, have to shout him down. This man stand alone, amen? He was the only one, he stood alone, real faith. So one thing that stands out is a blind Bartimaeus aloneness with God throughout the entire ordeal, transaction. There he sat, alone in a crowd. The loneliest kind of loneliness, hopeless and helpless. No one volunteered a hand, you are even discouraging him, to assist him to get within the range of the great physician. Not one soul tried to help him. But he could hear, he couldn't see, but he could hear. And he used what he had to secure what he lacked. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He had a voice, couldn't see, but he had a voice, right? He had a ear to hear that is the general that is that. So he had that one. So many were called Jesus in those days, right? You know, in that day. For the moment his ear told him that it was Jesus of Nazareth, who was passing by, he cried out for help. Poor blind beggar, you will say. How easily the crowd, see, could have silenced him forcibly. But he had real faith. Why? Maybe you have been told that in Luke chapter 4, when the fourth public ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he read, this day that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to set the captives free and to recovery of sight to the blind. Amen. Maybe he has heard those things. And it is Jesus passing by. Here is an opportunity. Amen. I have heard the word of God. He was sent to also recover the blind from their blindness, right? Nobody can stop me, amen. I stand alone on this thing, amen. Praise the Lord. So here is that. So we see that right there, you know. So poor blind beggar you retained. How is it they could have possibly shut him down? But blind Bartimaeus had lost all consciousness of the crowd. He was alone now with God. Now in this matter, by faith, he wrenched himself clean out of his surroundings and stood alone with God, incarnate. God incarnate. He knew that God incarnate, in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. As far as he is concerned, there were only two people in that place. Didn't see the crowd anymore. Himself and the Lord. Praise the Lord. See? That's all they saw. We have to close your eyes to all the negative things around you, and just keep your eye on the word of God. That's where the victory comes from. Praise the Lord. See? And don't look at the circumstances. Look at the word of God. Did the word of God say, I have heard that this man, God incarnate, part of his ministry is to recover the eyes of the blind. This is my opportunity. Praise God. So we see him right there, alone and unaided by any favoring circumstances. He understood by his voice. The only thing he didn't have eyesight, to bring the two of them together, bring himself to the Lord Jesus Christ and so on. Opposition only made him cry. In verse 48, the opposition of the crowd only made him to cry more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's real faith, right? Forget about the crowd and all the people around you and some of that, that is its invariable effect on real faith. Meaning, for real faith, we stand alone all the time. Have to stand alone. See? Then we read these amazing words in verse 49 of Mark 10. And Jesus stood still. Can you imagine that? By the faith of one man, one beggar, and so on. This is the man, if you want to call him a man, whose every step is controlled and directed by the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. I was on an airline, I was just passing by, right? To some definite objective, right? Yet, at the cry of Bartimaeus, at the cry of faith, at the cry of real faith, stop God Almighty in his face. Amen? Praise the Lord. Real faith now. Stop him. The Almighty God. Real faith, stop him right there, and pay attention to that man. Marvel of marvels. God incarnate, creator and sustainer of the universe, arrested in his call, brought to a full stop by a blind beggar's voice. He will hear your voice too. Praise the Lord. How much more we, the children of the living God, He hears us. As we stay by the word of God, forget about the circumstances around you. Don't you have to do anything with it, amen? Only the word of God matters. So, for all things are possible, yes, to him that believeth. Mark 9:23. Bartimaeus was rewarded. He received his sight and became a follower of Christ. That we say, he followed Christ in the way. Amen? Praise the Lord. We can keep on going. Let's get into the prayer. I want to go back to where I started from. Isaiah 51:1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are home, and to the hole or the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham your father. See, father of us all in faith. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Yes, real faith. We stand alone anywhere for any length of time in the face of all contradiction and in the teeth of any opposition, for it rests on the forever settled word of God. Have and keep that real faith in all situations, and you will also be rewarded. Amen. Every time, never will fail. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Commanded to have the faith of God. That real faith right there. Lord, we can go on and on in the scripture. Lord, say the same thing. All the scripture bearing witness that the Bible, we can never fail. We say we never fail this. As we rest upon your word, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you will shall be done unto you. Let this thing day by day renew our minds by the word of God. Romans 12 says so. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. and will be victors in every situation. We have been made to be more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Blessed be the name, O Lord. We can never be defeated as we stand upon the infallible, the unchanging word of the living God. He was so, He told us plainly, heaven and earth shall pass away, my word will never pass away. We thank you, Father, tonight. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen.